Let's see. Trying to keep auto.
Auth, there's just auth in this construction.
I'm not following you.
Well, you say he ought to. He ought to. He ought to do his work.
Yeah.
And then he's the negative of this. He ought.
He ought not. Let me see. But you want me to use it in
the
same
form? That's all right. That's all right. And now, how about someone says, "Will you do this?" You say, "No, I."
No, I won't do it.
And this is a bird that's associated with wisdom, the wise old.
The wise old owl.
And any different kinds of owls that you can think of?
I started to say hoot owl, but I don't. Is that a?
Well, that's
no.
That's one I get. I've gotten that before.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. How about the kinds of? This is a kind of a shelled fish that swims backwards.
Starfish.
It's smaller than it's on the lobster variety. Only it's a freshwater thing. Would you use crawfish, crayfish, crawdad, or crab?
I would use crawfish. Then I've heard crayfish, and as a kid we all said crawdad.
Uh-huh.
And crab. Then I was being taught crawfish.
Mm-hmm. And how about, does the word varmint mean anything to you?
Yeah, the varmint has a connotation of not good, rascally-like, and was used by old men when I was a child. And I also saw it in westerns.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about this kind of a fur, bushy-tailed creature that crawls up trees and eats nuts?
Squirrel.
Any different kinds that you can think of?
Flying squirrel and tree squirrel.
And this is a small, about the size of a squirrel, maybe a little smaller. Lives underground, crawls underground, digs holes.
A mole?
Smaller than that. This is kind of on golf courses you see them. They get up on their hind legs, you know, little about this big.
Oh yeah, I don't know what you call them though.
Well, would you ever use the term ground squirrel or chipmunk?
Yeah.
Or gopher? Which word?
Gopher. Gopher and ground squirrel. We didn't use chipmunk. We only read about those in the book.
How about kind of a bird that gets in a tree and pokes for insects?
The woodpecker.
Any different kinds?
No.
Okay, this is a kind of, was once a tadpole and it grew up and now it hops around.
Frog.
And the, how about these different, something like a frog, that's with a T.
Tadpole?
No,
toad.
What's the difference?
I don't know what the difference is between the toad frog. Maybe he's more landed.
Okay. You dig these up and use them for bait when you're going fishing.
Earthworms.
And how about these great big thick ones that come out after a rain, you know?
What do they call them? Ringworms? Right.
Ever hear the term nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler, yeah.
And these are things that fly around. They have long, slender bodies with almost transparent wings.
Yes, what do we call them? We call them snake doctors. Snake doctors, wow. What are they called, incidentally?
That's good. That's right here.
Snake doctors.
Snake doctors, and then call them darning needles.
Yeah.
Sometimes call them dragonflies.
Dragonflies is the other name we used.